Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/PPMedia. That's once again all one word, audibletrial.com/PPMedia, and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/PPMedia. Start reading.
I've been very busy. Many important matters require king's attention.
I'm king now. King now.
I am king.
I am
king.
I am
kiss it.
I am
kiss it again.
I am
your fingers or your
king.
Doesn't
fingers
discuss
your
battle plans.
I am
one.
Super girl.
Your fingers or your tongue.
I am
the king. I'm telling mother.
Welcome to the Joffria Podcast. My name's Bubba. With me, as always, is
Catfish.
We are part of the PP Media family. You can find everything about all the podcasts, media, YouTube videos we do at PPMedia.com. If you want to hook up with us on social media, if you want to talk to us, we desperately want to talk to you. You can find us on Twitter at PPHQ. That's the word double, the single letter P, the letters HQ for headquarters. So that's at PPHQ.
Or Headless Queen.
Exactly, on Twitter. And PPHQ on Instagram. Facebook.com/PPHQ to talk to us. Tell us what you want to hear about Game of Thrones, A Song of Ice and Fire, and about King Joffrey. This is the
Joffrey of Podcasts.
And we talk about his grace, first of his name, first in your heart, King Joffrey Baratheon. We are part of the long wait for season 8 as we're celebrating our 5th anniversary by recording 5 podcasts in one day.
Yay.
We're on number 4, baby. The 4th podcast we're recording in one day.
The penultimate podcast.
Can you believe it? I can't believe it. To celebrate 5 years of having great double L's.
Double L's?
That's loyal listeners like you. And now loyal viewers like you. We want to give away some wonderful prizes.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a head, unlike our headless queen, we're giving away exclusive Game of Thrones City of Dubrovnik caps.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving away t-shirts that come all the way from Croatia, Dubrovnik.
Oh my God, it's like a painter's cap.
The city where they filmed King's Landing, we're going to be giving away all sorts of exclusive t-shirts like that. To you listeners, how do you get eligible to win any of these prizes? Once again,
how?
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, follow the Facebook page, like the Facebook page. Follow us on YouTube. Currently, as we record this, we only have 692 YouTube subscribers.
We need 10 times that.
Follow us and also tweet out.
I would think the people who are most likely to win these prizes will be YouTube followers. So
we need it. We need it. So tweet out with hashtag Joffria Podcast. Put on Instagram hashtag Joffria Podcast. Share our Facebook posts. Post to the Facebook page and talk to us. You'll be eligible to win. Catfish, I mentioned that this is part of our long wait to season 8.
Oh, yeah, that's a good rhyme.
That's the one. And so, because of that, one thing we have only done a little bit of here on the Joffrey Podcast is speculation. What is going to happen in season 8 to all these characters we've spent all these years watching and loving?
I don't know. I feel like wild speculation is part of the DNA of the Joffrey Podcast.
It is, but we haven't done any on a podcast in a while. So what we're going to do is we're going to do some specific
speculation. Some double S?
Someone put that in the right order. Double S, specific speculation.
Yeah.
What do we mean? We're going to look at all your favorite Game of Thrones characters.
Okay.
Your Jaimes, your Cerseis, your Jon Snows, your Daenerys's, all the way down to your hot pies. And we're going to speculate as to what is going to be the very first line out of their mouth in season 8, as well as what the very last line out of their mouth will be in season 8. What's the first thing we're going to see them in these wonderful 6 episodes? What's the last thing we're going to see in these wonderful 6 episodes? And we're then going to try to speculate and figure out if we can figure that out, if we can be writers as great as David Benioff and Dan Wise, Brian Cogman, and the other one. So...
Yeah, I think we can. We can do it.
You can too, listeners. Mm-hmm. By go into the comments here on YouTube, on Twitch, go to the Facebook page, tweet them out, come up with what you think the first line and last line is for all these characters. We'll share it on a future podcast.
Or any of them, and you'll be entered to win a beautiful
great prize.
Something.
Great prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Catfish, let's start with an easy one.
Okay.
Jaime Lannister, the Kingslayer, what do you think is going to be his first line and or his last line in season 8? What do you think it's going to be?
Okay, well, I think the last line, his last line, is going to be, "Ouch, that hurt."
Who's he saying that to?
I think he's saying
it to himself? I stubbed my toe. What was he saying that to?
I think, actually, he is saying that to Arya.
Whoa.
Who I think is going to be the one to take him down.
Whoa, okay. Yeah. Sorry, so what is his first line there? You skipped.
Because I saw what his last line was. Ouch, that hurt. His first line, however, is going to be completely different.
Okay.
It's going to be, "That hurts."
Is he only have one line?
No.
Oh, okay. All
no,
right.
He's got lots of lines.
Lots of lines.
He's got lots of lines, and there are a lot of different lines.
Totally.
But it just
each
so
one
happens
different. Okay.
That his first line is, "That hurts."
Right. Okay. Let's pretend I agree with that. Sure. But I would think he's got different lines. So, okay, Jamie Lannister,
let's
you ready?
Let's hear it.
His first line.
Yeah, is what?
Of season 8.
Uh-huh.
"When I threw you out of the tower, I didn't know you'd become this powerful." That's pretty good.
That's good.
See,
one.
It's, you know, he's going north. He's going to run into Bran. It all ties back to the first episode.
Okay.
That's my strength. But then I think his last line, a bit like yours, and then not exactly like yours. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
"We came into this world together. We're going out together." Hey, pretty good, huh?
Oh, so both his first line and last line have to do with jumping out of towers, though.
Yeah,
that's
but
pretty good.
But
I like that.
There with the last line with Cersei, and so that's how he kills her. He kills them together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they have a thing with towers. So Cersei, though, is next up on the list. Do you have a first or a last line for Cersei Lannister?
Well, you say or, but it sounds to me like I'm going to get in trouble if I don't come up with both. And in fact, that they have to be in a certain order.
No. Either one. All right,
fine.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. I think Cersei Lannister's first line is going to be, "We will kill them all."
Sweet.
And
that's,
I think she's
sweet.
Saying
that's
that.
That's pretty sweet.
I think she's saying that to both Qyburn and Sir Frank and Gregor.
Oh, so she's just letting her team know, Team Cersei know, whatever happens, we're going to kill them all. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Do you have a last line for us?
I do. And her last line is to Jaime Lannister.
Okay.
After he kills her.
Let's hear it. What is it?
Well, after he kills her, and her dying words are,
"Yeah,
Joffrey was a better lover."
Oh, snap. Oh, man, that is a twist. But it's like saying a truth. It'd be like, you know, it'd like be my last line being, "I breathe air."
Yeah.
Or my last line being, "I regret everything." You know, it's a truth. It's a thing to go out on.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know it's not going to get any better than that.
No, okay.
But what are your wrong answers?
Well, I was thinking for Cersei. Uh-huh. Cersei's first line of season 8.
Mm-hmm.
What it should be, "Golden Company, you look more like a bunch of..."
Okay, I like
so
that.
So the Golden Company showed up.
Mm-hmm.
She's bought me this crap. And so, you know, you got to give her some trouble. She's currently okay, but that would be some trouble. Now, her final line, it ties into Jamie's final line. Right?
Well, it sounds to me, I mean, you already had Jamie killing her, right? Or Jamie was this was a murder-suicide.
Right.
Yeah.
So Cersei's final line ever.
Yeah.
Really, really bad.
Sell it right in there.
Jamie.
Yes, sell it.
"Come join me by the windowsill." And so,
I like what
really
you did there.
Terrible mistake, huh?
I like what you did there.
Really terrible.
It's funny that both of us have Jamie and Cersei going out together.
Right. Okay.
Wow.
So you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'll go first this time. I've been putting you on the spot.
Okay. Yeah, do
we
it.
We need
do
to
it,
talk about one of the other queens on the show.
Yeah.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Uh-huh.
Queen Dany. She has been on this show for so long.
Yeah.
For so long. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Daenerys' first line in any Game of Thrones episode?
Mm-mm.
Me neither. So anyway, I will now present you with, it was something, I remember she was looking out the window and her brother Viserys was saying, mm-hmm. Daenerys, Daenerys. And mm-hmm. so she turned to him, maybe it was, what's up, you know. Mm-hmm. Daenerys' first line in season 8. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
More boat sex, please. So yeah, you mm-hmm. like that? Mm-hmm. She's really, she mm-hmm. is there with mm-hmm. her nephew, mm-hmm. lover, or mm-hmm. her neph lover. Or never.
Okay.
And she's like, uh-huh. come back in bed. Let's do this. I think uh-huh. that is, we want Daenerys to be a lover. There's some rumors or speculation that maybe she'll get pregnant. I say it's sexy times on the boat still, and that is her first line.
All right. I know we've been doing first and last line, but I think for this one, I want it, you do first and then I do first.
Okay.
So for me.
Yeah.
That itches.
Oh, Dario 2.0, what did you do? Dario, how could you?
No, it's Jon Snow.
You're saying he caught something from a grat?
No, he's been up
Ghost.
There with the, yes, the dwarves, the dire wolves, whatever. I mean, no, listen, man. You think being dead cures you of stuff? No.
Okay, once again, listeners, we want
Daenerys,
you.
Okay,
we
right.
want you. So Daenerys' final line. And this might spoil mm-hmm. how she will go out, but I apologize about that. But her final line will be, she has been knocked off her dragon by the Night King, and Daenerys is gone. That is my prediction for her final line. How do you like them apples?
Them are rotten apples.
Yeah, it's tough apples. I've predicted everybody dies so far. It's a real yeah. sad final season.
All right, so my prediction for Daenerys' last line.
Let's hear it.
Is, I trusted you.
Ooh, that is a
boom.
Good, that is a good final
boom.
Line. That is a
boom.
Good
I don't know
line.
Who.
All right.
She's trusted several people. I mean, it could be Tyrion.
Right.
Could be the Master Whisperer.
The Varys. That would be a great one.
It could be her handmaiden.
Oh, Missandei with a Mistabby in the back move.
Could be Jon. I mean, I just like it. I think betrayal.
That's pretty good. That's
betrayal.
Pretty good.
Because. For so long, she was not listening to other people. She's taking her own counsel. She's come to a point where it's like, I know everything that's right. And so the fact that she's going to be taken down by opening up to other people's ideas, I think is going to be bad news.
Okay, well, let's get to her lover, her mm-hmm. nephew lover, mm-hmm. and Jon mm-hmm. Snow. I'll go first on this one.
Again?
Well, okay, you know, we're going to piggyback. You did the first two. So, Jon Snow's first line uh-huh. in season 8.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work for you? So they're still on the boat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're still on the boat. And sometimes, you know, you need a Snickers because you haven't been satisfied. How do you like that? See what I did to little Jon Snow there? Mm-hmm, I just totally, mm-hmm. totally mm-hmm. got him. Got him. Said he came up a little.
Do it.
Short. So, okay. You know, I'm obviously not too creative, not too original. Do you have a Jon Snow first line?
I do.
Oh boy, you're ready. You're ready. I can't wait to hear this. Jon Snow's first line in season 8. Let's hear it.
Are you itchy?
I think we shouldn't have put these characters so close together. It'd be great if we could see if we remembered mm-hmm, their mm-hmm, first line mm-hmm. so that when it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, is he blaming her? Wait, what was...
No. He's a little... Here, let me do it again. Let me do it again. Maybe I didn't give you into the
let's
act.
Hear, let's hear.
Okay. Are you itchy?
Oh. Oh, boy. I wish I hadn't mm-hmm. seen or heard mm-hmm. that. Holy uh-huh. smokes. Okay, uh-huh. you know what? We need to move away.
Wait, what about... Can we do last lines?
Oh, last line of Jon Snow.
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, you want me to do it?
Yeah, you sure. You go first. Let's hear it.
I'm the winner, bitches!
Dang, that's real close to what I thought its last
okay,
line would be.
Okay.
But mine, that was happy. Mine, not quite so happy.
Okay, all right, let's hear it.
My last line for Jon Snow.
Yeah?
You ready?
Yeah, give it. Put it right in there.
Uneasy lies the crown that's on my head. or whatever that, something like that famous saying about how.
Yeah. No, no, I understand where you were going. No, I was just surprised that you couldn't get anywhere close to it.
No, Jon Snow knows nothing, and so see how he mixed it up? It was him mixing it up. I was mixing up in character for him. Not that I couldn't recall that famous famous quote at all.
Okay. All right. Well, all right.
Davos. So. We got Davos up. Davos, well, you know, this is a character where, you know, we're going to get away from love, possibly away from death. What would you think Davos Seaworth, the character's first line of season 8 would be? What do you want me to go first? What do you think?
You go first.
Okay. I think it might be something it might be something like,
"Make way for the King of the North."
You know, short, sweet. Mm. It signals they're coming into Winterfell. So that is my Davos Seaworth first line. Not too exciting, but not everybody gets exciting first lines.
Mm, you're right.
You got one?
Mm-hmm. Why do I have a phantom itch on my missing fingers? Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I just had to do that one. I had
double L's, loyal listeners. If you have better first or last,
you know,
lines,
when you have missing limbs and people get the phantom itch and they don't understand it, his has got nothing to do with the other things, but that's not his first real
line. Let's hope it has nothing that's to not do with the other. All right, let's hear it.
I hope this bodes well for the kingdom.
Okay, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
He doesn't really speak in that fancy dialogue.
No.
But something like that.
Fleet Bottom.
Yeah.
Jon Snow. So, Onion Knight's final word.
Okay, let's hear it.
Honey, I'm home. How many times has Davos Seaworth said,
wow,
don't say nothing about my wife, or my wife didn't raise no son, or, you know, I got to get, you know, he always talks about his wife. He's never seen her. We've never seen her as audience. You know, he's been gone from her for years. So there we go.
You have to hope she's got like a neighborhood kid or something that's taking care of business.
I say his final line is saying, honey, I'm home, to his wife. I think that's good for him. That means he doesn't die unless his wife kills him for being gone so long.
Wow.
You got one for him? What do you got for the onion? Let's hear it.
Ready? You can make this right. I don't know what it means.
That's good.
I like them when they're mysterious.
That's good.
I like them when they're mysterious.
Okay.
Because like some things, some of them are too on point right away. Like
the
itching, you understand exactly what's going on there.
All right.
Been out there in the north for too long.
Too long. All right, so
hey,
let's get to everybody's favorite double S.
Double S.
Sansa Stark. What do you think her first line of season 8 will be? What will be her last line of season 8?
Okay, I think her first line is going to be, protect the palace.
Like it?
Yeah.
Like it, protect the palace, alliteration, what, palace?
I know, it's wrong. But basically, she's going to be under attack and she's going to lead the defense. That's what I think it is.
Okay, I'm going slightly, that was, you know, like a call to action. I think hers is going to be like, we can't feed all these people.
Okay, all right.
Hell, they've got all the people who are going to be coming to Winterfell because it's winter and they need shelter. Then when you suddenly have Dothraki coming up, you have the Unsullied coming up.
Right.
They can't feed all those people. Her first line, she's stating something about the situation, the problem. And she's an active queen or ruler or whatever she is, placeholder in the north until Jon comes back. I like it. Do you have a one or a last line for her?
Yes, I do. John will make a great king. That's what I think she says. John will make a great king.
Is she drunk? What's she not been paying attention? What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people think he'd make a great king.
Okay.
Maybe she's just trying to be, you know, she's trying to pump him up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Or she's trying to defend him.
Right.
No, John will make a great king.
Huh. I think Sansa's last line is one of the most difficult. And so I've been thinking about it, and this isn't perfect, but I'm just going to go ahead and give this to her.
Mm-hmm.
Arya.
No.
No, there's no way.
No.
There's no way that's her last line.
That's
no way it's her last line as she pulls the face off her killer down. No way. Obviously, that's wrong. I couldn't think of a last line, so I decided to go big. That makes no sense.
Has anyone seen the henna? That's a good line. That was my alt.
Okay. Do you have a last line for her? Or was your previous your last line?
I think I already said her last line.
I do.
But that was my alt.
All right. Arya Stark. How about Arya? Arya, first line or last line?
Arya, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go last line for Arya.
Let's hear it.
I feel like I've lost my head.
I got it. I'm gonna go first line for Arya.
Okay, do it. Do it.
He's coming. He's coming. To me, that's a bit like when she saw all the people arriving at Winterfell when she was a little kid and she was wearing the helmet and she was so excited to see people like the Hound ride up. I think...
And not because she's outside of the door with Jon and Daenerys.
No. Here, hold on. I might need a close-up for...
Okay, then give me one.
No, I'm saying, you know, she's going to be so excited to see her brother, who she hasn't seen since the very second episode of the entire season. I gave her that. I gave her that. Do you have one for Missandei? Missandei. This is we're really going far afield, but Missandei, first line, last line. What do you think?
Okay, I'm for first line. I'm gonna just do this. Is he safe?
Oh, good call. Mm-hmm. Good call. I'll do something similar. I missed you.
Oh.
You know, like this is obviously the romance they spent since season four. They've building up this romance between Grey Worm and Missandei. Yeah, let's give them some fun. Any last lines? Is
I do.
Oh wow, that's good. That's good.
This one's controversial.
Let's hear it.
I'm pregnant.
That is very controversial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How?
Mm-hmm.
Grey Worm, he lost the bone, those sticks and the pillars, or what were they?
Twigs and the berries.
Twigs
we don't
and the
know
berries,
whether
we don't know.
Listen, just not forget, there's magic on this show.
Oh, how about this? How about this? How about her last line being, "Prince Rhaegar will see you now." Whoa! How about that?
I don't like it as good as I'm pregnant.
How about that? How about that? Jon Snow and Daenerys have a kid. It takes over the throne. They name it Rhaegar after her brother, his dad. Okay. Well, yeah.
I'm pregnant. That's it. I'm pregnant.
Listeners,
mm-hmm.
write in, tweet at us, go to our YouTube page, YouTube, search Double P Podcast, Double P Media. Go to tweet at us, at Double PHQ. Tell us what you think of these first lines, last lines. We want to hear yours. Okay, it is time. Maybe Missandei's too tough. Let's go to Theon.
Yeah. I've got a final line for Theon.
Oh, okay. Let's hear this final line.
You're pregnant?
You are
it was to Theon.
Right. You are amusing. You are amusing yourself.
That's what I'm
doing. You have amused yourself. Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Theon's first line.
Okay.
There's Euron's ship. So there sets up. You know, like they're stalking him, kind of, you know, shadowing him, trying to see when they could get him. I think Theon's last line is, "Don't worry, Yara. I'll be a good king of the Iron Islands."
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm completely different from me.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. All right.
Thank you for your friendship.
Oh, is he saying this to, like, John or some people who he shouldn't be friends with? Love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Samwell Tarly. Now we can have a bit more fun. Samwell Tarly.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Samwell Tarly's first line or last line is? I'm gonna.
Okay.
Oh, you want to go? You go. Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it. All right, this is where you're building it up. You're building it up. Let's hear it.
Okay, here's his first line. You ready?
Ready.
Is anybody looking?
The thief, Samwell the thief.
Yeah.
He stole Gilly. He stole stuff from the Citadel. He stole his dad's sword. Love it.
He always walks away with something. Sleight of hand Sam. What about you? What's his first line?
I told him about your finding it in the book first, Gilly. Chill out. Because he took all the credit for finding out, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to have relationship troubles. And sure enough, my last line of... Sam is also kind of tied to something to Sam.
Yeah, right? Let's hear it.
I say we name the baby John.
Oh,
so
man.
He and Gilly have a kid. They name it John after his good buddy, after his brother. Of course, then Gilly's last line is, I prefer Dickon.
Who doesn't? It's so funny because you stole my, you stole mine.
Oh, no, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Which is going to be like, we can't call him Sam, too.
Yeah, they got a bunch of Sams. They got Sams everywhere. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but yours is good. Yeah, yeah.
Bran Stark. A lot of people wonder if Bran is going to survive the series. He's the first episode, second episode, he survived that fallout of the tower. Now he's turned into this three-eyed crow, three-eyed raven, emotional person. Does Bran have a first line, last line that you think really would work?
Yes. I see him.
Good. That's a good one.
Because that's what he does.
Right. I'm gonna say the same thing.
Metaphysical.
That's a good one.
You're like, who? Where? What? He doesn't care about information. Right. He doesn't care about specifics.
No.
All right.
All right, so mine, I'm going to just go Bran last line, since I agree with your first line.
Okay, do it.
Mira, it moved. Okay. All right, so that, let's just move on, unless you have another Bran last line you want to give us there, Catfish.
No, you don't want to hear anything about the one-eyed raven.
Oh, okay. How about Lord Varys? Lord Varys, we know he's going to die in Westeros. The spider, what do you think? First line, last line.
Okay, first line. She still refuses to heed my warnings.
Good. He would say something like that. Mm-hmm. He would. I wonder, theoretically, he's going north too. So he might say, how about this? He'd say, my spies tell me the Lannister forces aren't marching north. Or maybe his little birds, you know, maybe that's what he's doing is his first line. You got a good, now we know, based on what his scene with Melisandre, we know he's going to die, we assume he's going to die in season 8. What do you got for the last line for Varys the spider?
Burned by the dragon.
Ooh, that is a good one.
That's what I say.
That is a really, really good one. I'm going to go very close. I'm going to go very close.
Hit me with it.
Burned by Melisandre. Kidding. No, he's going to die. Dying by fire is the most pleasant fire. I like it.
At least you won't have to deal with the smell of burning hair.
No. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/PPMedia and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/PPMedia to get started today. Why Audible? Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, and entertainers. I was trying to think of a great audiobook to suggest based on this week's podcast, and I got really tempted to nominate It Was the Best of Times, It Was the Worst of Times, the great opening line from A Tale of Two Cities. But you know what? I didn't really love that book. An audiobook I love that's going to become a movie, so you'd be able to listen to the audiobook and then see the movie next year, is The Goldfinch by Donna Tartt. And so I thought I'd read the first line in the book. While I was still in Amsterdam, I dreamed about my mother for the first time in years. Hopefully that gets you a bit intrigued. The Goldfinch is like Dickens. It's a twisty story of a young child who grows up to be a man who has to deal with Charles Dickens-esque plot lines and twists and turns. It's a really fun audiobook. So, okay, that's my suggestion, but remember, you can select any audiobook, your choice, for free. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/PPMedia. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PPMedia for your audiobook. All right, boy, we are going through these characters. If you guys have a favorite character you want first line, last line for, please reach out to us and let us know. Next up on the list, and this is the list, this is the IMDb list. This is how they're listed on IMDb, the actors are. And so next up, we've got Bronn. Bronn, who the last time we saw him, he was leaving the meeting with Pod to go to a tavern to go have a drink while everybody was talking about the White Walker problem. Bronn, his first and last line could be in the same episode. What do you think? Do you have a last line for the sellsore Bronn?
Yeah. All I wanted was a town and a tart.
Good.
Yeah.
That's very Braun-like. Yeah. I like that
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I would say that his first line would be...
Yeah, hit me with it.
You're going to have to pay me more than that. You know.
Oh, yeah. Well, all he cares about is money.
Right.
I love it.
I love it. But Braun, is he going to die? Is he going to live? He survived a dragon attack, for God's sake, in season 7. How about Braun's last line being, you were a good friend, Imp.
Oh, wow, that's very touching and emotional.
You know, and he says goodbye. That doesn't necessarily mean Tyrion's dying or something. He's just saying goodbye to Tyrion. That's my last line.
Wow. Mine is a tart, a town, and a three-way.
The triple T.
What's he going to do? I say Bronn survives.
You do?
I do.
I kind of see him surviving, too. She's not a knight, but she is a lady. Brienne of Tarth. Brienne of Tarth. Ooh, this will be so good. Mm. So this will be go so good. So this is my first line for Brienne of season 8. You ready? And that right there is where I stood when I was watching the candle. So they're coming back north. She's like, yeah, you know, I stood right there and watched that candle for like 10 days. So that's her first line.
Okay.
Lame. She shouldn't remind people of that, but that's her first line.
That's not her first line.
Oh, what is it?
Who the hell is Lady Stoneheart?
Oh, man, that would be great. Great stab in the back for book readers. I love it. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. So good. Mm-hmm. So good. Mm-hmm. Brienne, last line. Mm-hmm. This is tough. Renly, I'm coming for you. So Brienne dies, but she gets to spend it with Renly, who she cared about so much. That is my last line for Brienne of Tarth. What do you think?
Protect your sister.
Ooh, that is a good, that is a great last line.
Thank you. Holy smoke. Thank you.
All right, well, somebody who...
She does a full, she runs the panoply there from bringing in the book readers.
That is pretty good. I think that might be the best one we've done so far. All right, somebody who definitely cares about Brienne is Tormund Giantsbane. Tormund, first and last line of season 8. This could be tricky. This could be tricky. What do you got, Tormund's first line of season 8?
Ah!
He's falling because the wall got destroyed. Oh, my goodness.
That's it. That's what I think it is.
All right, how about this? You can break my arms and you can break my legs, but I f***ed a bear. All right. Had nothing. Last line for Tormund. Last line for Tormund. What do you think? I'll go.
Yeah, go ahead.
I tell you what, it's still too warm south of the wall. How about that?
I like it.
I like it. He's a guy who grew up in the cold his whole life. He'd be sweating.
Okay. This was mine.
Let's hear it.
We would have had giant babies.
Oh, no. He got rejected by Brienne?
No, it's to death.
Oh, he's getting killed by Brienne. No means no.
No, she's there. He's dying, and she's there.
Oh, okay.
That was mine.
Very good.
To the end, he's pushing the babies.
All right, let's go with Jorah Mormont. You got one for Sir Friendzone. Last line or first line, season 8. Let's listen in.
Okay, I'm going to do last line. I'm going to say, are you done yet?
Oh, she's still listening. He's still listening.
Yeah, no, he's. It doesn't matter. It's not a continuation, but he's always there waiting and hearing bad things.
Okay, I got a first line for Jorah. It took me a while, but I got a first line for Jorah.
Okay, what do you got?
It's okay, Arya. I like them young. Oh, boy. Inappropriate.
Wow.
We apologize to Jorah. Sir Friendzone. Wow. Swinging for the fences there, Sir Friendzone is. How about it?
All right, so Sir Jorah's first line. Are they done yet? All right.
Okay, hey.
How about it? The Hound.
The Hound. Let's do it. Okay, so you ready? First line, this is easy.
Let's have it.
Cunt. Last line, you ready?
Yep.
Cunt. There you go. He's got a big vocabulary, the Hound.
Mm-hmm.
How about it? What do you think? What do you got?
Okay. You ready for this first line?
Let's hear it.
You're a daft one, but you're hard to kill.
Oh, good. Who's he? He could be saying that to a million people.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I even though I gave you the first line, I still haven't closed off anything for you.
All right, last line from the Hound ever. The Hound who died and come back.
You're uglier than you look.
Oh, snap.
Just to the end, he just goes...
Why is he saying that to baby Sam?
I thought he was saying it to Arya.
What a mean hound. How about, who else is on the list? You got Euron Greyjoy, Euron. He kind of has come on strong hard in season 7 after barely a, what, 2-episode appearance in season 6?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even a 1-episode appearance in season 6. Euron Greyjoy.
I've got his first line. I told you they couldn't swim.
Oh, that is good. That could be a million people he could be saying that to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about, though?
Mm-hmm.
How about that? I wanted a bride, your queen. I will not wait a moment longer.
Ooh.
She owes him. Cersei owes him to marry him.
Yeah.
All right. Euron's last line. You ready?
Nice.
The brown god drowns him. That's my thing for Euron Greyjoy. Final line.
Mm-hmm.
Book it.
I may be dying, but I've still got all of me parts.
Goes down swinging. I like that. I like.
Is there any doubt that Euron is going to go down swinging?
He's swinging. I like that.
I mean, come on. That's the way he rolls.
All right, Beric Dondarrion. If he survived the attack on Eastwatch and the wall crumbling, what would Beric Dondarrion's first or last line be?
That's pretty hot.
Nice. Nice. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I know what it means.
How about this?
Yeah.
His last line. Beric Dondarrion's last line. You ready?
Beric. Yep.
I have to give you the kiss of life with tongue. He brings somebody back to life. In a little inappropriate Me Too era.
Oh, shame. Man. That's bad. Bad stuff to... Poor Gendry.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to move on to...
Yeah, let's move on.
Grey Worm. Good old Grey Worm.
Grey Worm. His first line is... Where is she?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. How about his first line be... Yes, Khaleesi. And so he's not, you know, it's just...
Oh, okay.
It's just nothing. It's just, that's the first words out of his mouth. How about this being his last
word? Yeah, let's have it.
It was worth it to meet Missandei of Noth. Oh, I just had an unhappy ending for him there, Captain.
Yeah, I know.
Ouch, sad. Drive those tears in your eyes, people.
I know, man. Wow. You know what? I don't have him having a bad ending.
Oh, good, good. But I don't want them to. So what do you got?
Wherever we go, I will make sure you are safe.
Oh, that's hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot.
Yeah,
good guy.
Thank you. Yep.
And why is he saying that to Gendry?
You know, because Gendry has not been safe with Beric. Gendry's had a Me Too moment and needs protecting.
All right. One of my favorite characters of all time, Qyburn. Qyburn.
Yes.
First line of season 8. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be some complications with your... delivery.
Oh, wow.
Pretty good, huh?
Wow. Wow, that's a great one. Then I say his first line is this. He's only sleeping.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's just say someone's dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about we jump over and we go to Gregor the Mountain Clegane, since now we're talking about Qyburn. You got a first line or a last line for him?
Yeah. His first line is this.
Oh, he shows some inquisitive side, does he? That's good. Okay, you got a last line.
Yeah.
But he's only sleeping. That's good. He survived. Good work, Mountain.
Yeah.
All right, I went off the board here.
Okay.
This kid was born in season 3.
Okay.
Born in season 3. He's been an infant all these years. So let's go at first and last line of baby Sam. All right, first line. Let's do it.
Go ahead.
Daddy. Like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Last line. But the kingdom is mine. Why should I share it with him?
Whoa!
I went to a huge fast-forward. Fast-forward, baby!
Whoa, you just blew my mind.
Fast-forward.
Wow. Wow.
Baby Sam, is he going to say anything? What do you got?
Yeah, no, I agree. He's going to say, Sasa. That's Sam. Sam.
That's
Sam,
good. Sam, well, Sam. Okay, okay. Well, last Sam. Line. Last line.
They hate you. You're not my real dad.
Man, he'll if that's not his last line, he will be saying that so much.
He's a teenager.
He will be saying
teenager.
That so much.
You had him go forward. I didn't have him go as far forward as you did.
What if he... What
but
if,
he was in an intermediate spot.
What if his his last line is, brother... And he's saying that to a White Walker. Oh,
yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, two more characters, just two more characters here in this first line, last line debate.
Okay.
Talk through. Let's get to it. Uh-huh. What do you have for evil Uncle Tyrion?
Mm.
Evil, evil Uncle Tyrion. You got a first or a last line for him?
Yeah. My first line for him is, I hope you didn't pay him anything.
My first line for him is, mm-hmm. they're at it again.
Wow.
He's a peeper.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a little peeper, literally. All right, so last line for evil Uncle Tyrion. Let's hear it. What do you got?
I could never measure up.
Oh, thank God. Thank the mm-hmm. seven. Oh, we got rid of that little imp.
Mm-hmm.
My final line for evil Uncle Tyrion
yes.
is,
Joffrey, you're alive.
Yes, yes. Perfect, because I was going to do Joffrey's first line.
Oh, Joffrey's first line. Boy, I hope that's like in the very first episode of season 8. So he's immediately back. What is it?
I'm back, baby.
Hell yeah, that'll definitely get ratings up, which have been sliding.
Oh yeah, no one's going to be interested in watching this last season unless Joffrey comes back.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. We want you to be part of the Double L.
The Double L?
Loyal listener, Joffrey family, please like our Facebook page, facebook.com/DoublePHQ. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram TV, YouTube. Find us. We are the Double P on Twitter, Instagram, and Stitch. It says Switch. Twitch. We are at Double PHQ. That's the word double, the letter P, then the letters HQ for
the Joffrey of Podcast
Headquarters.
I don't know what's going on. There was so much being said.
Anyway, follow us. Find yes. us. We want to give away these wonderful, wonderful prizes. My name's Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at Fit and Trim. That's FitenTrim at Fit and Trim on Twitter.
And my name is Catfish. You can hit me up at CJGman67 on Twitter. And
you'll hear us next time and see us next time on
the Joffrey of Podcasts.
I'm telling mother.